Hello, Empresses. Welcome to Origins Cosmic Weather for March 2022. In Origin, our theme is culmination. As we straddle the end of the zodiacal season with the last sign of Pisces and enter into Aries on the equinox mid-month, it is a massive shift of energy, regardless of where on this beautiful planet Earth you live, as we approach an equilibrium of light and dark. In March, all planets are moving forward, giving us extra momentum to rev up our engines, and in Origin, we celebrate the theme of culmination. Culmination in astrology is when a planet reaches the apex of the chart, where a planet or a cycle reaches its highest point. In Origin, we learn that culmination is the climax of our energy in our bodies based on hormonal monthly cycles, for some of us in sync with the moon. Both perspectives show us that our energy comes in waves and phases. We can track the monthly physical energy in our bodies to plan work that takes extra vitality, and in our celestial cycles, we can plan out different projects according to our innate clockwork, unique to each of us. Culmination periods are full of energy, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Sometimes just one, sometimes a combination, sometimes all of them at once. It feels like you're in a car with your foot on the gas, heading up an incline, the engine revving, and then the engine shifting down a gear as it builds up momentum to keep climbing without all of the efforting. Culmination periods are wonderful for releasing something into the world, putting the effort in to deliver your work, being recognized for all that you've accomplished. And culmination periods are more than that. Releasing effort and recognition can come in other phases too. You may be going through certain culmination phases right now, but somehow you feel like you're missing the boat, as the energy you're feeling doesn't quite line up with your inner cycle. There may be more subtle, yet equally significant peaks integrating that are hidden under the covers of what is happening in your inner world that you can't just see yet. Culmination periods are always followed by completion periods. It's in these completion periods, both in your body and in your celestial cycles, where recognition and accomplishment is likely still to happen as you roll down the hill with your foot off the gas, easily tying up loose ends and bringing projects to an ending point so you can begin again. The cosmic weather in March opens with a pretty intense first week with a fierce Pisces new moon and both Mars and Venus entering Aquarius. Mark your calendars for the new moon on March 2nd and a shift of big energies on March 5th. Then we have some relatively smooth sailings till things get a bit dreamy starting around the full moon on March 16th before the equinox on March 20th, where things start to intensify quite a bit. If you're open to trusting your dreams and going with the flow, just like in the culmination phase when your engine has downshifted but you're still in the midst of climbing with momentum, by the end of the month, Mercury connects with both Jupiter, planet of belief and expansion, and Neptune, planet of imagination and soul connection, giving you a shift in softness and perception. This shift allows you to appreciate the view and magic of it all. Dive into the abstractness of it all. Do not mistake this softness or dreaminess as confusion. Instead, dive in and connect with the imagination to get to your clarity. Just like a beautiful poem or music can move you into a new point of view. This shall too. So this month highlights our overview. We have Mars entering Aquarius and Venus entering Aquarius, both on March 5th. They're basically hand in hand, you know, since the end of February all through March. And then Mercury will zip into Pisces on March 9th. The Sun enters Aries, signaling our equinox on March 20th. And then Mercury, who has its Their foot on the gas enters Aries on March 28th, so just a few weeks in Pisces, then zipping into Aries. Our lunations, we start the month with our new moon in Pisces at 12 degrees on March 2nd. We have our full moon at Virgo of 27 degrees on March 18th. And then depending on where on this earth you live, we have our new moon on Aries at 11 degrees on March 31st. For some of us, it might be April 1st. Remember, in the written cosmic weather, I have our origin planetary pulse, so that in a pinch, if you want to remember which days are best for which tasks, go with the planetary pulse. I have different task suggestions for each day of the week based on the planets. All right, let's dive into the astrology for March. On March 2nd, we have a pretty big day, so mark your calendar because we have two things going on. We have our new moon in Pisces as well as Mercury joining up with Saturn. So it's a massive day with the powerful Pisces new moon and Mercury meeting up with Saturn. The astrology of the day is quite tight, where all of the planets are bundled up between Uranus in Taurus and Venus in Capricorn. So this is about a third of the chart. On this day, we also have Mercury and Saturn meet up at Aquarius of 19 degrees and Venus and Mars and Pluto still all tightly stacked together in Capricorn. Needless to say, this day is potent and may feel quite intense. All the better for making space in your day to set an intention. Even if you can't define all the details of what you want, you can easily define how you want to feel, even when things are all bundled up and tight like this. So Mercury and Saturn meet up at exactly 8:33 a.m. Pacific, 11:33 a.m. Eastern, and then our new moon in Pisces at 12 degrees happens at 9:35 a.m. Pacific, 12:35 p.m. Eastern, where it is time for you to invoke your practical magic. Hold on to your hat. This new moon in Pisces brings a tidal wave of intuitive inspiration, flooding your life with possibility and your soul with wonder. You've already seen many glimmers of this truth. Work is easy, fluid, and joyful when we simply do what we love. The idea that we have to work harder to have more money, impact, or power comes from oppressive systems, not from reality. With Mars and Venus joining Pluto in the final degrees of Capricorn, it's obvious that choosing to work intuitively and heartfully rather than harder and more is a radically revolutionary act. When you work from a place of joy and pleasure and in a way that honors alignment among your body, mind, and spirit, when you create the change you want to see in the world. Happily, the Mercury-Saturn conjunction in Aquarius lends some gravitas and staying power to every small shift you're making in the way you conduct your business, personally and professionally. Last but certainly not least, both Jupiter and Uranus co-sign this new moon's invitation for you to connect more deeply with your intuition and your higher self. This moon offers ample support for you to take the quantum leap towards more fully trusting your connection with spirit, and shows you that this is what magnetizes opportunities and breakthroughs beyond your wildest dreams. So make sure you set your intentions, make space to set your intentions on this day of March 2nd. The next day, we have another power-packed day where both Mars and Venus, who are, you know, just really literally hand in hand, just degree by degree, meet up with Pluto at Capricorn of 27 degrees. And so March 3rd, the theme, power to get what you want for the long term. It is a build-up day with both Venus and Mars hand in hand asking us to open up our capacity to receive and go after what we want. Both Mars and Venus meet up with intense Pluto today, making more potent your desires and ability to attain. With Mars and Pluto, be hyper aware of the intensification of fear and frustration. Be prepared to channel that into constructive energy. Gratefully, Venus is there to soften Mars's drive. Venus meets up with Pluto exactly a few hours later after that Mars-Pluto, her third exact meetup with Pluto that began in early December of 2021 with her Venus retrograde. Venus generally meets up with Pluto once a year for a few days, but this cycle, she's been co-working with Pluto for the last 3 months. This deep time together has given you the ability to not only reevaluate what and who's important in your life and work, your values, but also now this final touch point until next year is giving you the new birthed energy to initiate those powerful connections to co-creators and resources you need to accomplish your long-term goals in your work. On a day like today, take notice of what's been reincarnated in you, your power to receive and your power to take aligned action. This will be especially intense for cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, and especially supportive for earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. Mars and Pluto meet at 12:43 a.m. Pacific, 3:43 a.m. Eastern, and then Venus and Pluto meet at 9:56 a.m. Pacific, 12:56 p.m. Eastern. If you would like, I invite you to reflect back on the dates to notice some of the themes around Venus and Pluto. Back on December 11th, 2021, that was the first meetup where you were asked to notice your long-term relationships and investments. What needed changing? On Christmas, December 25th of 2021, when Venus and Pluto met for the second time, you had some new realizations about your long-term relationships and money values. Now on March 3rd, our last meetup between Pluto and Venus, you're being asked to recognize new priorities and goals for your long-term relationships and investments in your life and work. Fast forward to March 5th, we have a big day because we have the Sun meeting up with Jupiter, both Mars and Venus entering Aquarius. And as soon as they enter Aquarius, Venus and Mars, even though they've been hand in hand for quite some time, they meet exactly to the degree and minute. So, big day. Mark this on your calendar, March 5th, because it's one of the biggest energetic days of March, with the Sun and Jupiter starting a new annual cycle and Mars and Venus entering Aquarius, starting a new beginning of equitable abundance and activism. So let's take this apart a little bit. So Sun meets up with Jupiter at Pisces of 15 degrees at 6:06 a.m. Pacific, 9:06 a.m. Eastern, where we have new beginnings for creative expansion. What do you feel inspired to create today? The Sun, your creative source, and Jupiter, your optimistic visionary, meet today in Jupiter's traditional home of Pisces. This annual meetup of Sun and Jupiter kicks off a new annual cycle of belief, philosophical understanding, and expanding on your ideals in your work. The Sun and Jupiter are close to meeting up with Neptune, who has a profound way of blending things together in new imaginative ways. If you feel confused with this kind of energy, do not avoid this state, as there is magic in this way of being. How can you trust in this process without having to define it? The more you try to control and define, the more you will lose the luster of imagination working its magic in your work. Journal, make art, music, or write poetry to get into the state, to open yourself up to the practical, strategic, magical, flowing clarity in your work. This will be especially inspiring for water empresses, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. And then a little bit of Sagittarius too with that Jupiter. Sun and Jupiter meet at Pisces of 15 degrees. A little later that day, we have Mars entering Aquarius at 10:23 a.m. Pacific. At 1:23 p.m. Eastern, where now through April 14th, Mars spends its time in revolutionary Aquarius, Thanks to being hand in hand with Venus for most of his stay, Mars in Aquarius will have a softer touch when ruffling feathers. For the next 6 weeks or so, expect a boost of energy as it pertains to social impact and future thinking. As Mars pushes through Aquarius over the next few weeks, he'll square off with Uranus, adding to some intense surprises. And towards the end of March, Mars will approach Saturn, adding even more pressure. Do your best to keep your cool while you're standing up for your social values. Venus will do her best to add some grace to all of this, but things are about to heat up. So Venus now enters Aquarius later in the day at 10:30 p.m. Pacific, 1:30 a.m. the next morning, Eastern, where Venus wants us to connect through social equitable abundance. What social values and social abundance are you creating through your work? Now through April 6th, Venus joins Saturn and Mars already in Aquarius. Venus and Mars are hand in hand still through the rest of March, and gratefully so. Venus will add her diplomacy and grace to everything that Mars stirs up. Venus is attracting all the ways to value equitable abundance for all. Harness this Venus energy in Aquarius to live up to your values and to give yourself grace for any frustrations Mars may inflame. As Venus will also square off with unpredictable Uranus and meet up with disciplined Saturn, get ready to meet fellow changemakers and lead by instilling equitable, abundant change for all. Lastly, on that day, just a few hours after Venus enters Aquarius, Venus and Mars meet up exactly at Aquarius of 0 degrees. I just want to add a little side note that anytime that we have something happening at a 0 degrees of a sign, it is like absolute fresh start. There's so much energy at anything that is of a 0 degrees in your chart or a transit. So Venus and Mars meeting up at Aquarius of 0 degrees. This happens exactly at 11:12 p.m. Pacific, 2:12 a.m. the next morning Eastern, where Venus and Mars in Aquarius here, receptive attunement to your uprising or awakening. Venus and Mars have been cheek to cheek since February and will continue their dance and give and take all through March. Last meeting exactly in Capricorn on February 16th. So, you know, you can take a look a few weeks ago what happened when Mars and Venus met in Capricorn. What kind of balance of give and take did you receive in Capricorn? Usually, Venus travels much more quickly than Mars, but because of her recent retrograde cycle, she's still catching up. And Mars is a bit quicker than usual in his cycle. This eternal pair shows us balance. Venus is our ability to attract the people and resources into our lives and work, and Mars is ability to motivate and energize ourselves in going after the things we want. The two go hand in hand, and now they are aligned in perfect union of reception. Freshly in Aquarius, they've taken their Capricorn lessons of mastery and commitment so that they can open up to reception to attuned, up-leveling, awakening, and uprising in your revolutionary work. You are committed and ready to impact change. Look to your natal chart to find the house that contains Aquarius. Maybe you have one or two houses that contain Aquarius. As Venus and Mars move through Aquarius, they'll be activating this area of your business so you can be more receptive to being an innovator in your work, balancing your give and take in this part of your business. Now, on to March 9th. So that was all March 5th. So mark your calendars. A lot of shifts going on that day on March 5th. But on March 9th, we have Mercury entering Pisces at 5:32 p.m. Pacific, 8:32 p.m. Eastern, where we have communication beyond words. What nonverbal or logical ways are you expressing in your business? Mercury, your thoughts, logic, and communications has now entered Pisces. We had a short few days of crystal clear forward thinking before splash. Pisces is anything but logical. Pisces is dreamy, imaginative, emotional, and much prefers communicating in abstract ways like art, music, or even silence. Luckily, Mercury is full speed ahead, spending just a few weeks until March 27th in this watery space. While in Mercury, it is a good time to think of nonverbal ways or non-logical ways to communicate and share your ideas. If you have Mercury natally in Pisces, you're definitely some kind of artist, musician, or poet. On March 10th, we have our second quarter moon in Gemini of 19 degrees. This happens at exactly 2:45 a.m. Pacific, 5:45 a.m. Eastern, where the theme is act and engage. What is one thing that you can communicate today that will take action on your intention? It's the beginning of a week-long second quarter moon phase where the moon gains light from quarter moon to full moon. With this waxing, it is perfect timing to grow into your goals and new moon intentions by taking action. You've done your planning and thinking, now it's time to act. You may have changed your mind with something, and that's okay. What needs to be communicated now that you have seen things in a different light? What action can you take that expresses your new perception and engages dialogue or curiosity? Now, fast forwarding a few days to March 13th, we have Sun meeting Neptune at Pisces of 22 degrees. This happens at 4:43 a.m. Pacific, 7:43 a.m. Eastern, where it's an invitation for a new, vibrant, powerful vision. What makes you feel creative, artistic, imaginative, and connected to your highest self in your work? It is a great day to let your imagination soar. So remember, a few days ago on March 5th, we had that Sun joining up Jupiter. Anytime the Sun meets up with a planet, especially an outer planet, this is like a new beginning. So Sun met up with Jupiter, instigating a new beginning around belief and philosophy and kind of your philosophical vision. Neptune has that kind of visionary, more dreamy, soul-centered way. And so this is a new beginning of your creative process with Sun meeting up with Neptune. So it's been a quiet time in the cosmos for the last few days, and much needed, as the Sun, your creative vibrancy, and Neptune, your visionary spiritualist, meet in Neptune's home of Pisces. We go through deep and meaningful interconnectedness to all. Talk about unification. Rumi reminds us, you're not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop. So Piscean. Let this be your theme for today. How do you drop into the ocean, and how can you feel out into all the deep mysteries of knowingness? It is a guided meditation. Is it a guided meditation? Is it watercolor? Is it singing your mantras? Dive oh so deep today and let your creativity and vision soar. Your spirit will guide the way if you let it in your work. Look to Pisces of 20 degrees to find that sweet spot on your chart. The house that contains that connection point is where you will find more access to your divine work. Now, later in April, if you remember when we did the cosmic overview, we have a great meetup between Jupiter and Neptune in Pisces. And so the Sun and meeting up with Jupiter and Neptune is kind of just the preview, the foreshadowing of what is to come. So pay particular attention to this meetup. March 18th, we have our full moon at Virgo of 27 degrees. This happens in the wee morning, 12:18 a.m. Pacific, 3:18 a.m. Eastern, where the theme of this full moon is cultivating a whole self-honoring life. The following that I'm going to be reading for you for this full moon reflection was co-written with one of my business besties, Natalie Miller, in our book, New and Full Moon Rituals for Entrepreneurs. So, cultivating a whole self-honoring life. You're a multiplex being, embodied and spiritual, practical and magical, made of muscles, bones, consciousness, and stardust. Your life's work is most potent when it honors all parts of you, mind, body, heart, and spirit. Mind, body, heart, spirit, these are all one. One you. And you are part of the one us. And we are part of the one all. This full moon illuminates how lovable and vital all your parts are. It's a time to thank the parts of you who have toiled and troubled to get you where you are, thanks to Virgo. Give a hug, huge hug, to your inner disciplinarian and a bow of gratitude to your inner perfectionist. They too are parts of you and have helped you get here. Ah, Virgo. However, this full moon asks you to invite the exacting, control-seeking parts of yourself to direct their energies towards radical self-acceptance and whole self-love. After all, what they really want is to be deemed worthy of love and acceptance. Instead of perfecting your products and presentations and discipline, what if you perfected self-compassion, self-kindness, and permission to be? You're also invited into this moment to remember just how truly big you are. Imagination, intuition, spirituality, and all the woo connect you to forces beyond your understanding. And you can trust this connection. The more you release the need to control and predict and have those guarantees, the better able you'll be able to expand into your fullest belonging in your work. All right, March 19th, here we go. Venus squares off with Uranus with unexpected revelations. What social or money surprises come to you now? Ooh, if you've been standing by your social values in your work, doing and investing in the things and people that matter, you have a new and profound inner understanding. While you naturally look for outer confirmations, you've gotten to the point that you yourself are validating what until now you have been searching for on the outside. And this is your lucky breakthrough with your new revelations. What do you now notice about the people and resources that are attracted to your work? Something has shifted in you, and your job today is to get curious about what has happened. Especially revealing for fixed empresses, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. Venus will be at Aquarius of 12 degrees, squaring off with Uranus at Taurus of 12 degrees. On March 20th, we have our equinox as the sun enters Aries at exactly 8:33 a.m. Pacific, 11:33 a.m. Eastern. It is a season of new beginnings. How can we balance me and us? Happy equinox. This astronomical event is celebrated and symbolized all across the world. Equinox symbolizes the balance of light. Today, no matter where you are on the earth, day equals night, light equals dark. And on the horizon, the sun rises and sets at that midpoint from its journey north and south throughout the year. Ancient societies across the globe saw this event and placed meaning on the solstice. At Angkor Wat in Cambodia, a grand Hindu, now Buddhist temple, central tower is crowned with the sun on the morning of the equinox. At Chichen Itza in Mexico, a Mayan pyramid casts shadows of a serpent god at the precise moment of the equinox. Across ancient Europe and the Mediterranean, people would create temples inside structures or caves that would only receive light at the sunrise on the equinox. The ancients were so in tune with the cycles of the earth through generations of observation. Now, for us spiritual and cyclical entrepreneurs, it's the beginning of the astrological year, the new, the start, the need to put ourselves first to initiate. Although we are starting Aries season, normally all about the me versus the we, Mercury, Jupiter, and Neptune in Pisces connects all of humanity, turning this Aries season into the me and the collective us. In the world, there has been so much division lately, but during this equinox, how can we move past our differences and unify for the sake of humanity? While there is no simple solution, what is apparent with the astrology of the day of today on the equinox of March 20th, 2022, it is that it's time to find common ground, to unify individual rights, all about Aries, to make massive collective contributions to Mother Earth and all her inhabitants. That's Pisces. All motivated by equitable social systems and environmental justice for all, thanks to a dash of Mars, Venus, and Saturn in Aquarius for this beautiful equinox. back to your work and your contribution? Will you be part of the unifying solution by contributing your dream into the collective, or will you continue to divide? We are at a critical juncture in humanity, and we need your visionary work to affect and unify change. Also, later that day, we have Mercury joining up Jupiter later that evening on the equinox at 11:06 p.m. Pacific, 2:06 a.m. the next morning, where Mercury and Jupiter want you to get curious with your dreams. What ideals are now getting bigger in your work? For the next day after the equinox, it's going to be a great day to share your vision, your ideals with the wider world. Mercury and Jupiter blend together for a few days leading up to and away from this exact meeting point. We are in the collective season of trailblazing, and there is hope and faith fueling your work. Are you clear with this underlying super consciousness? It takes effort and awareness to slow down and pay attention to what ideals are gaining momentum and from where these ideals come from. It may not seem so practical or pragmatic to spend time exploring these visions, yet it is massively strategic to your larger dream and vision in your work. It's massively important to your life's work to connect the dots from your soul-centered superconscious to your day-to-day trailblazing in your work. Mercury and Jupiter meet up today, very close to Neptune, all in dreamy Pisces. Take note of the visions and dreams that are coming to you in your work. In the next few days, Mercury will meet up with Neptune, and then Jupiter will also meet up with Neptune in April, putting a huge emphasis on big dreams in your work. This is a time for spiritual journeys coming through into your work as a visionary. I know it's very soul-centered and spiritual, but this is really what the world is coming for, is calling for, is needing from this super consciousness awareness. Especially visionary for water empresses, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. Mercury and Jupiter at Pisces of 18 degrees. On March 22nd, we have Mars squaring off with Uranus. This happens at exactly 1:44 p.m. Pacific, 4:44 p.m. Eastern. Breakthroughs from frustration. What shakeups and breakthroughs are now happening to you? For a week leading up to and away from this transit, expect to be tested. Likely, the person or events causing you the most stress is you. With a square off like this, prepare for shakeups and notice how you are contributing to unexpected frustrations. Do not fear shakeups, as these can be the breakthroughs you need for deeper insight. Resist the urge to blame and judge yourself, and instead be kind and understanding. Be curious as to what you're meant to come home to in your values and in your work. The integration you feel, albeit uncomfortable, might just be what you need to break old habits that keep you stuck. This will be especially intense for fixed empresses, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. But remember, this too shall pass. On March 23rd, now we have Mercury joining up with Neptune at Pisces of 23 degrees, 10:44 a.m. Pacific, 1:44 p.m. Eastern, where you get to be the channel to your highest self. What are your dreams and visions wanting you to perceive? It is a great day to receive visions and understandings. Late in the day, Mercury and Neptune meet up in Pisces, linking the conscious and the superconsciousness. There is a visionary feeling of this fleeting moment that, if you can find space to connect and receive, you will have the capacity to let yourself download messages from your soul, your highest self, or your divine. While not necessarily a practical aspect for work or commerce, it's a great time to see a greater purpose and perspective. Your thought process, while not logical, is open and vast. What grander understanding might you receive about living and working in greater ease and flow? Notice how you feel today, as Jupiter is also on its way to meeting exactly up with Neptune in April. And all about communications, meaning it is connected to this energy. Whatever Jupiter touches expands, and the themes that come through during this time frame will continue to grow. When you hear someone tell you to dream big, this is the perfect climate for that aim over the next few weeks. especially visionary for water empresses, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. March 24th, we have our fourth quarter moon in Capricorn at 4 degrees, where it's time to relax your bones. How much alone time can you afford and block off today? It's a great day to restore and refine your ambitions from this solitude. The last quarter moon phase is an integration phase in our lives and our businesses, a time to cultivate all that we have learned and assess what we want to continue with and what we want to churn back into the earth to fertilize our intentions. With the Capricorn fourth quarter moon, spend some integration time restoring alone. It's during this alone time you can get clear with all the goals and responsibilities you've put upon yourself to see if they are still consistent with your business. Rest is a necessity for achievement. Block off time for yourself in the next few days. The more time alone and away you spend, the more productive you will be when you come back. It's just a phase. March 28th. We have a day with a lot of things going on in the sky. We have Mercury entering Aries just as Venus joins up with Saturn in Aquarius. Mercury, planet of communications, leaves watery Pisces so that they can take fast forward action in all their ideals. And Venus meets up with Saturn, the once a year meetup that asks us to tighten our belts. Mercury enters Aries at 12:44 a.m. Pacific, 3:44 a.m. Eastern, where Mercury and Aries think self-directed thoughts. What new ideas and thoughts will you affirm in your business? It's a great few weeks to activate your ideas. Mercury zips through the zodiac and cruises through quick-acting Aries now through April 10th. While in Aries, Mercury, our thoughts, communications, and ways we share our work ideas can be vigorous, fast, and spirited, especially since there may be so many ideals acquired in Pisces that you want to take action on. But beware that this momentum doesn't tip the scale of balance to become impetuous or impulsive. That's always the trick with Aries, as it's such a great energy to take flight and take lead. And when we are communicating to others to follow our lead, our energy needs to be enthusiastic without being pushy. All those ideas you've had brewing now have the cosmic energy to initiate. Now, if you're one of those planners that love to batch process your social media or other communications, well, Mercury is in Aries would be an amazing time to jump on that processing for your communications. Venus meets up with Saturn at Aquarius of 23 degrees at 12:27 p.m. Pacific, 3:27 p.m. Eastern, where it's time to tighten up your social values. With what groups do you want to affiliate and commit for impact? You get to test your commitment to values today. This may show up with groups, your values, or how you vote with your dollar for social impact. Venus is our ability to attract and connect, and when combined with Saturn, you are asked to tighten the belt and create boundaries and limits. You don't need to please everyone, and you get to say no to spending time and resources that don't align with your social values. Lastly, March 31st, April 1st for some of us, we have our new moon in Aries at 11 degrees at 11:24 p.m. Pacific, 2:24 a.m. the next morning, where you get to deepen your leadership through healing. The Aries new moon is tightly joined with Chiron, the wounded healer, who's been journeying through the sign of Aries since early 2019. Chiron helps you see how your wounds give rise to potent strength, deep wisdom, and necessary resilience. In this lunation, you're invited to fully accept that all your past hurts and all your tender growth points are essential to your leadership. Everything you've learned as you've worked to address and heal your wounds is foundational to the way you help others in your work. Your healing is an ever-going progress, yes, and this is an asset, a strength. Your wounds make you a compassionate, connected leader. With Jupiter joining Neptune in Pisces, you're especially open to inspiration, intuitive hits, and connection with spirit or your soul. Maybe your consciousness. And with Mars and Venus giving Saturn a big hug in Aquarius, that's such a nice way to put it, there's ample opportunity to ground your flights of fancy into tangible, practical actions with lasting impact. Now is the time to clarify who you want to be as a leader and to honor the ways in which everything you've been through gives you the strength and softness necessary to realize that vision. All right, Empresses, thank you for listening all this way if you've made it this far to the cosmic weather for March. Remember, on Facebook and social media, we'll be sharing full moon and new moon insights, so be sure to check in then. All right, Empresses, until April, have a good one.